sermon, and I would, when I was at the International Church.
5-6年以前，当我在国际教会服事的时候，我一定会在感恩节的时候讲一些事情。
And I would explain to the international students and the scholars about the American holiday of Thanksgiving and use it to tell people about thanking God and who God is.
在当时的时候，我一定会对国际教会的弟兄姐妹们跟慕道友们来讲一些关于在美国的感恩节的习俗，借此来劝导他们如何向神感恩。
But a few years ago, God started to work in my life and showed me that I was not only ungrateful, but also that I was a complainer, and I dishonored God by complaining.
直到几年前的时候，神提醒我，让我知道不仅是一个不愿意感恩的人，同时也是一个抱怨者。
So this morning, I would like to share with you what God has shown me about complaining and thanksgiving.
所以今天早晨我要跟大家来分享神如何来让我知道什么叫抱怨，什么叫感恩。
And beforehand, let me pray for God's Spirit.
我们先一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for giving us Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything that you do in our lives. And I ask this morning that you would be honored by my words and that others who may have the need to hear the same message that I needed to hear from you may be blessed by these words. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
When I first went to China and I first arrived, I decided I would have a word fast. I mean, I would not speak for 3 months.
当我刚到中国的时候，我心里做了一个决定，我想我愿意在言语上做一个沉默者，就是在前三个月我不愿意讲任何的话。
So I said, I will not speak unless I have to, it's necessary, and I will listen to other people, and I will let God teach me to control my tongue.
我的想法就是在中国的前三个月，我会控制我的嘴唇，就是在任何时候，如果不必须讲话的时候，我就会沉默，然后聆听周围的人。直到我必须要来讲的时候，这是要让神告诉我什么时候来讲。
So I bought a little notebook like this, and then I went through the book of Psalms, the book of Proverbs, and the whole New Testament, and I wrote down every single verse that had to do with the tongue.
我在中国买了一本这个笔记本。在这个笔记本里面，我把这个诗篇跟箴言每一个经节都写下，这些经节都是关于我的讲，关于讲话与这个嘴唇的。
And I read these verses over and over for 3 months and asked God to show me my heart.
在这三个月里面，我将这些有关于讲话的经文一遍又一遍的默读，求神来告诉我如何来讲话。
I expected God to help me see how I was judging other people, how I was critical of people, how I would gossip and slander.
我在读这些经文的时候，就求神让神来告诉我，我从前是怎样对人。带有判断的心，带有批评的眼光，还有这个讲闲言跟碎语的时候。
But instead of learning those things, God showed me I had to let go of complaining.
在这些努力的过程当中，神却告诉我，我必须要让这个抱怨离开我的嘴唇。
Yeah, so God, he began to challenge me about my attitude of complaining and showed me that I could not see the good things he was doing as long as I complained.
神就向我这个抱怨的心理来做挑战，他告诉我，只要我是一个抱怨的心的话，我就不能看见神在这世上的作为。
And so one of the verses that I found and wrote down was from back, 上一个, was from here, from Philippians chapter 2. And in Philippians chapter 2, 还有一个,
这要停着的。
It says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
好。以弗这个腓立比书的第二章的第十二节这样讲到，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
And I knew from the Bible that when it says fear and trembling, that is from Mount Sinai when God was giving Moses the law. So we should think of Israel in the wilderness.
我知道恐惧战惊在旧约里面是当神向摩西在西乃山上写明他的律法的时候，那个时候的这个心情的描述。
And then it says, God is at work in you to will, to desire his purpose and to do his purpose, and I expect something great for God to say.
同时在这个腓立比书这里讲到，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Because just before this, in verses 5 to 11, is a very powerful song about how Jesus was God. He let go of being God. He became a man. He became a servant. And then he died on the cross.
就在这一段腓立比书的经节的前面那部分，是一个非常有能力的一段经文。它是讲到神在创世以先，耶稣就在这个宇宙里面，他是如何是成为这宇宙的创造者，又是成为神的儿子，是在我们重视他是一位神。
And so I expect after this that God would say, do something great like Jesus, but instead what God says is, work out your salvation and don't complain.
照理在这一段来讲，神的话会叫我们一同来做一些像耶稣所做的那一样有神性的事情，可是在这里，神却劝诫所有的弟兄姐妹们要在言语的功夫上下功夫。
And the word complaining is the word grumbling. It's the same word in the Old Testament about the people of Israel in the wilderness complaining about the food God gave them, about the water. They complained about many things.
在这里所用的这个抱怨这个词，就如同在旧约里面描述以色列人如何在旷野里面向神抱怨他们所吃的食物，他们所喝的水。
So God started to speak to me, and I looked at it, and I thought, now look at this. It says, do everything without complaining so that you can be blameless, innocent, children of God, you can shine like lights, and you can hold out the word of life.
在这里，腓立比书二章十四节说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。使你们无可指摘，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖逆的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
So then I thought this is very strange. There's this great passage about Jesus as God becoming a man, dying on the cross, and then he says, "Don't complain, don't grumble." And then he says that complaining can ruin our witness, and that can make us corrupt in our character.
我发觉在这一段经文起初的时候有一点这个奇怪，为什么在开始的时候讲到耶稣是神的儿子，他是创世的，他为我们众人的罪被钉死在十字架上，然后接下来又讲到我们必须控制我们的嘴唇，要在我们的心里排除这个埋怨的心，好叫我们的一举一动成为神旨意的出口。
So as I thought it strange, I began to think over and over and over again, but there was a big problem. The problem is I complain in my heart, and that the problem was that God was not convicting me of being judgmental or critical or of gossip or slandering. Over time, God began to show me that I complained in my heart.
当我在这一段经文揣摩一遍又一遍的时候，我忽然发觉神对我的心里是这样的启示，他并没有来指责我对人有判断、有批评、有闲言，而是在说你不要在你的心中来埋怨。
So then I began to ask, you know, can complaining really be so important in our spiritual life? Can complaining really ruin our witness before other people?
所以我就在思想，当说问我自己，在我的生命里面，这个埋怨真有那么重要吗？这个埋怨能够扼杀我心中赞美的心，好叫我不能够在世人面前做这个美好的见证。
And then I began to think.First, I realized the people of Israel, as they went through the wilderness with Moses, they always complained. They complained about everything, and the reason they did not go into the promised land was because of 10 times. God says, you tested me 10 times, you complained to me 10 times, so you can't go up there. So complaining must be important.
当我在这个问题上面继续思想的时候，神又让我联想起在旧约的时代，以色列人在跟随摩西跨越这个旷野的时候，他们10次的埋怨神，埋怨神，以至于他们不能到达那应许的之地。
And then I remembered that in the book of Luke, it says that the Pharisees were complaining. It was the same word from the wilderness.They were complaining over and over. It says the Pharisees were complaining. And I realized if I complain about what God is doing, I'm a Pharisee.
又如同在福音书路加福音里面 我看见法利赛人也如同以色列人在旧约的旷野里面所做的埋怨，他们是如何不得神的喜悦，让神的话提醒我，如果我也是常常的埋怨的话，我一样不能够得到神的喜悦。
And now I think in my life over and over I have been in situations where I complain about the situation but I'm really complaining about God.
这又让我想起在我一生的当中有多少次我是在埋怨我身处的环境，在我做这样的埋怨的时候，其实我就在向神埋怨。
And then I realized, think about what Satan did to Adam and Eve. What Satan did is he got them to be unhappy and unsatisfied so that they would take from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But what was Satan doing? Satan was getting them to complain.
让我又想起撒旦是如何在亚当与夏娃的心中所做的功，他就是让亚当与夏娃产生这个埋怨的心，让他们埋怨说他们必须要吃这智慧树上的果子才能得到满足。
And then I began to think, in the book of Romans, at the very beginning, Paul talks about sin and idolatry,that has caused people to fall into sin.
又让我想起在罗马书第一章开始的时候，神的话如何揭示世人在拜偶像，在讲这个诽谤的话的时候，他们如何来犯罪。
And look at how sin starts. They neither glorified him as God,And they didn't give thanks. That's where sin begins, not thanking God.
当我们来看一看罗马书第一章里面讲到世人如何犯罪，他们开始的时候是不将荣耀归给神，同时他们不将感谢归于神。
And it says that they did not give thanks, and then their thinking, the way that they think becomes futile, and the heart becomes dark. because we are ungrateful and we are angry at God for not giving us what we want.
如何我们来仔细的看一下这些世人的心理的时候，就如罗马书第一章二十一节这样讲到，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，却不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，因为他们向神抱怨他们所得不到的东西。
And then I thought, look at people who complain all the time. What happens to them when they get old? What happens to people who complain their whole life is they slowly become bitter.
接着我又来看那些世人，他们在一生当中，直至到他们年迈的时候，都一直在抱怨的人，他们的一生的结局是怎么样？我渐渐的发觉到，在这里面有一个规律，就是他们越抱怨，他们的生命他们就变成越苦毒。
I will not.Asks my wife to bear witness. But my wife knows that in my life I often complain.
我不愿意让今天让我的太太 Sandy 来为我做见证，因为我知道在我的一生当中，我有很多场合时候是在埋怨。
Are you like me when things don't go the way you like, you complain?
你们也像我一样吗？当你们身处逆境，或者是得不到你们所愿意得的时候，你们会常常抱怨吗？
The book of Hebrews gives us a warning about complaining and becoming bitter. It says, see that no root of bitterness, that no bitterness take root in your heart.Because through it, it causes a lot of trouble. Complaining causes a lot of trouble in our lives, and we become defiled. Many people become defiled by complaining and becoming bitter.
就如希伯来书第十二章十五节这样讲到，又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
And since the time that I read that from Philippians, I began to notice how easy it is for me to complain. Maybe not with my lips, but in my heart. I'm unhappy with God.
自从那以后，我从这个腓立比书这一段经文让我体会到，我虽然没有有时候在我的嘴唇上来埋怨，但是在我的心里已经产生了埋怨的心。
And when do we complain? It's when things don't go our way. We want this, but God gives us that.
我们常常是在当我们不顺心的时候来向神埋怨，因为我们想这个，可是神却给我那个，那个时候我们就来埋怨。
And we pray and we ask God, God, I have a lot of faith. Make this happen.
我们祷告，我们向神说，神啊，我们是有信心的，求你让这个发生吧。
And God hears our faith, he answers our prayer, but he gives us this, and we don't like this. God, you give me this, but I want that. I prayed for this, God, but you gave me that. And we don't see that God is answering our prayer. All we see is that we don't get things our way.
我们向神求常常是愿神照着我们所求所想的来给我，神啊，你给我这个，我就非常高兴；神啊，你给我那个，不是我所求的，我就不高兴，我就埋怨。
And since that time, I realized that I have to do everything. I need to start doing everything without complaining, so that I can slowly become blameless.And innocent. I can act like a child of God. I could begin to shine as a light in front of other people, and that I can really hold out the word of life.
自从那以后，我就常常提醒自己，在自己的言语上面，更是在这个自己的心里面来控制，不要有埋怨，不要有抱怨的心。这样的话，我可以渐渐的 成为无可指责，成为在世人面前一个福音的见证。
Because if I'm complaining in my heart, other people can see it and they can hear it, and I'm no longer a good witness for Jesus and acting like his child.
因为如果我在我的心中有埋怨的情绪的话，别人可以在我的言语、在我的行为上来看见、来听见，我就不能够在众人面前做福音的见证。
2 years ago, I finally got what I have always wanted my whole life.
2 years 以前，我终于得到了我梦寐以求一生的东西。
You know, my whole life, I wanted to work with international students. I wanted to preach the gospel. And slowly, about 10 years ago, I wanted to go to China. Only thing I wanted to do in my whole life was to go to China and to work with university students.
2 years 以前，我就曾想要为国际教会的学人们来传福音。10 years 以前，我就开始向神求告，说我要去中国向学生们来传福音。
So we go to China, and as soon as I arrive, I was asked to go and work with a house church doing outreach with students.
当我一到中国的时候，我就被告知派我去家庭的教会跟学生们来做工作。
So every Friday night, it was wonderful. There was a Christian kindergarten, and we would use the Bible to teach English, and slowly more and more and more students came.
那简直是太好了，因为每个星期晚上有这样一个基督教的这个幼儿的团契，在那个幼儿班里面，我来讲各样的基督的故事，来教他们。
So there was a network of house churches, and then every Friday they would encourage students to come. This was a small house. Every Friday, slowly, more and more came. We had 50 students every week in a little tiny apartment. No room to sit, no room to stand, but they would come, and they wanted to learn English, but they would read the Bible. It was wonderful, and we started to see people accept Christ. We started to see people grow. It was everything I ever wanted in my whole life.
这是一个美好的基督教的家庭教会的网络。每星期五晚上，他们把不同的学生从不同的地方带到这样一个小小的房间里，没有地方站，没有地方坐，只是来读英文，只是来学英文，更是来聆听神的话。有人信主，有人来相信。感谢主，哈利路亚。
I finally got this, the thing I always wanted. But then one Friday, 3 people came. They were older, they did not have education, and they just came and watched. And I knew something was wrong.
这是一个多么美好的周五晚上的团契，我的心中喜乐。直到有一个晚上，有3个老人来到这个团契，他们不会讲英文，他们也没有受过教育，他们只是来观望。这个时候，我心里打盹了。
And the next week, 4 different older people came, and they were even more uneducated. They were even older, and then I knew I was in trouble.
又过了一周，又来了4个不同的老人，他们的教育程度更低，他们更好像没有什么事情来做一样。那这个时候，我就心中更起纳闷，我觉得我大概是在一个困境里面了。
The third Friday, new people came, but this time they wanted to talk to me. So they came up and began to ask me questions. And I thought, uh-oh. And the people from the house church, 说我们应该小心一点。
第三个星期晚上，又有一些陌生人来到我们当中，他们来开始问，要问我一些问题。这个时候，我察觉可能有一些有一些问题，有人告诉我需要小心一点了。
And the next week, one of the students came up to me in the university and said, "No more Friday nights."
在下一周，一个大学的学生告诉我，以后我们就没有星期五晚上的活动了。
Do not call anybody from that church. We know that your phone is being monitored. Don't call us. Don't talk to us. Do not text us. No, everything on your phone is being watched.
不要再用这个电话从教会里面打出来了，因为我们知道你的在教会的电话已经受监视了，不能从教会里面打任何的电话。
And then, what about Bon? What about my Lao Bon? My boss wanted to speak with me.
接下来呢，我的我工作的这个上司要跟我谈话了。
And my boss was talking, and then she suddenly said, "We know all about what you do on Friday night. We know all about these students. We know everything that you do, when you meet, where you meet."
老板在跟我的谈话里讲到，我们已经知道你所有的一切，你星期五晚上在什么地方，跟谁讲话，讲什么样的话，这所有的一切我们都已经掌握了。
You know, I was unhappy my whole life. I wanted this, and now it's gone.
我当时非常的不高兴，不喜乐，因为我知道我一生追求的东西，那一天就全都消失了。
At the same time, something else happened.
在这同时又发生了另外一些事情。
I was asked by a seminary to come and teach some classes.
一家神学院来邀请我能够跟他们讲一些课。
And then suddenly at the same time, the same week, I was told, "Security is too strong, you can't come."
就在那个时候，我也被告知，因为公安太厉害了，所以我就不能做任何的事情。
Can I ask you, what do you think was in my heart?
我可不可以问你们一下，你们当中来猜想一下，我心中里面到底所思所想是什么？
I began to complain.
我开始抱怨了。
God, I have always wanted this, and now you take it away.
神啊，我总是要想有这个，你老是把这个从我手中拿走。
And the complaining got to be very strong.
在我的心中，这样的埋怨越来越重。
And I spoke with a pastor that I met with every week, John Musher.
我跟我每一周都碰面的一位姓张的牧师讲道。
And after a while of his listening to me, he said, "你们美国人老认为什么什么什么，可是圣经不是这样。
张牧师 said, "You may always understand something is like this, but this is not what Bible talked about."
And for a little while, my friend told me how the way that I think did not match the what the Bible taught.
又过了一阵，我的一个朋友告诉我，我所思所想的方式并不是圣经所教导的那样。
So my friend John Musha, he's talking to me about this, what the Bible teaches about that, but Behind John, the Holy Spirit is telling me, do all things without complaining. And I was complaining.
我的朋友张牧师在谈话当中提醒我，虽然你在教导的时候是这样的，但并不是圣经的教导，在是另外一个样式。他在他背后一个圣灵强硬的声音来提醒我，让我知道我们所想的要像圣经腓立比书里面告诉我们的，要凡事的时候都不能有抱怨，而且要用喜乐的心。
So as John spoke to me, what I realized is I did not see things from God's perspective. I did not see the good things God was doing in other people. The only thing I could see was me.
张牧师提醒我，当我在做任何事情的时候，我所看见的角度不是从神的角度，而是从自己的角度。只有当我从神的角度来看事情的时候，我就会看见神的作为。当我把埋怨放下的时候，我就可以看见神的奇妙善工。
And then I began to think, slowly I realized, I want this.God gives me that. I complain about this. I am first, only thinking about me, what I want.
神又告诉我，当我在埋怨的时候，当我说我看见这个，没有看见那个的时候，我就是在埋怨神。
Diarga, the second thing I realize, God may be doing something really good for other people, but I can't see it.If all I'm doing is complaining about what I want.
第二点，神又让我知道，当我在抱怨、在求神为什么不给我所思所想的时候，我就不能看见神可能就在为另外一些人做那奇妙的善工。
And you know, when we complain, we begin to see something negative here.But then we begin to see this as negative, and we begin to see that as negative, and everything can slowly become negative as we complain.
你们有没有注意到，当我们开始在一个事情上面来埋怨、抱怨神的话，我们就会渐渐的在另外一件事情、在另外的一件、在更多的事情上面，我们就渐渐的都来做一个埋怨、都来抱怨神。
Number three, as I have complained, as I begin to see things negatively and don't see what God is doing, my joy disappears and I start to steal joy from other people around me.
另外呢，第三点，当我在一直在埋怨的时候，我就向神埋怨，然后我心中的喜乐就失去了，同时也我也把别人的喜乐也把它夺走了。
And if joy is the second fruit of the Holy Spirit, what that must mean is actually I am blocking the good things that the Holy Spirit would do in my life to give me love, joy, peace.And then I'm also stealing love, joy, peace from the people around me by complaining.
当我自己失去喜乐，又把别人的喜乐拿走的时候，这个时候我就会看见圣灵的果子的第二个果子，喜乐也从我当中失去了。这个喜乐的失去就阻拦了我跟神之间的关系，也阻拦了圣灵在我身上的工作，因为圣灵的果子开始是由仁爱、喜乐、和平。
So God asks us to think about and to stop complaining.Do you complain a lot?
神要让我提醒我们，我们是在抱怨吗？我们是不是应该停止抱怨？他是不是在常常提醒我们，你我也是常常抱怨的吗？
Or is somebody that you're close to spending a lot of time complaining?
在你亲近的人当中，有没有人是常常在抱怨？
We need to stop complaining if you are like me. Stop complaining and seeing what is bad, turn and see the good things God is doing.
如果你像我一样的话，我劝诫众弟兄姐妹们要停止抱怨，要把这个看上去不好的事情，我们要定睛转过来，定睛仰望神，看见神在我们每一个人身上所做的奇妙的善功。
Complaining takes us down. Thanksgiving and gratitude raises up our spirit. We need to learn how to be grateful for the things that God has done.
抱怨会抹杀我们属灵的性情跟性格，但是如果我们是仰望神来感恩神感谢神的话，就会把我们的灵性来提高，来更亲神更亲近。
下一个。
Next,
okay. Thanksgiving. We need to learn how to thank God for the good things He does. And the truth is, we very rarely thank God for what He does.
感谢神，我们应当来学习如何向神感恩。事实上，我们很少、很不容易，也不很不善于向神来感恩。
And if we let go of complaining and we begin to thank God for what He does, suddenly our eyes open up and we can see God doing good things that we were blind to before.
当我们停止抱怨，而转向向神感恩的时候。突然间我们的双眼就顿开，我们就可以看见神在我们当中所做的奇妙的作为。
And so there is a story where there are 10 lepers that meet Jesus outside of a village.
这里我们要看一段故事，这个故事是讲到十个生麻风病人他们怎样得神医治的故事。
10 of them, but one was a Samaritan. He was not a Jew. He was a Samaritan. So he had two things against him. He was a leper and he was a Samaritan.
十个麻风病人当中有一个人是撒玛利亚人，这个撒玛利亚的麻风病人有两样事情是对他不利的。第一个，他是麻风病人；第二个呢，他是撒玛利亚人。
And these 10 men, they yell to Jesus, "Cleanse us, make us clean, heal us."
这十个大麻风的病人一同向神呼求，他们说：“耶稣父子，可怜我们吧。”
So Jesus wants to test their faith. So he says, go, show yourself to the priest.
耶稣要来测验他们的信心，所以说去吧，去向祭司们显露你的身体。
So the 10 of them begin to go off, and as they start to walk away, they realize God healed them of the leprosy.
当这十个麻风病人去祭司那边给他们的身体让祭司查看的时候，他们就已经发觉到他们的麻风病已经得医治了。
But one of them, the Samaritans, it says that he saw, he realized, he was healed, and unlike the other 9 that went off to their families, he turned around, and he went back to Jesus, praising God in a very loud voice.
这十个人当中的那个撒玛利亚的麻风病人，他见自己已经痊愈，他就做了一个决定，他转回身，又回来大声归荣耀与神。
And so in a very loud voice, he runs up and he throws himself on the ground in front of Jesus and he thanks him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
他 转身来到耶稣的跟前，他跪下来到耶稣跟前的时候，向神向耶稣感恩，大声的感恩，来谢谢耶稣为他所做的一切。
And he could see this great thing, the good thing. He opened his eyes and saw a great thing that God was doing.
当他睁开他的眼睛来看见耶稣在他身上所做的那奇妙的善功的时候，他就大声的归荣耀与神，来感谢他。
But the others ran off. They could only think about themselves.
但是另外九个得医治的麻风病人，他们就离开了，他们只能想到他们自己身上的。
They did not stop to think about what God was doing.
他们没有停下来，来思想一下神在他们身上所做的工作。
So in this story, Jesus asks us, do we stop to thank God?For what he's doing?
在这个故事里面，神来提醒我们，耶稣来提醒我们，我们有没有停下来，来思想一下神在我们身上所做的事情。
Because if we stop and we thank God for everything he's doing, if we write down all the good things that God does, we begin to open our eyes.And see God doing a lot of good things.
当我们停下来来思想神在我们身上的所作所为，我们可以把这些事情写下的时候，瞬间我们就可以看见神在我们身上所做的是奇妙无比。
So when Jesus says, "Hey, weren't there 10 people that were cleansed? Where are the other 9?" He's asking us.Are we like the 9, or are we like the one Samaritan who thanked God?
十七节，耶稣说：“洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？”这里的意思不就是耶稣在向众人，向我们来问这句话？我们是像那九个得医治而离去神的人，还是像那一个？得医治来感谢神的撒玛利亚人呢？
Was there nobody? Do you see this? Was there nobody that returned to praise God except this foreigner? That's what God is asking us this morning. Is there nobody that stops to thank God? Do we stop to thank God and see the great things he does?
十八节，除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
I'm not very good at thanking God.
我并不是一个非常善于感恩神的人。
The last 4 years, God has been trying to teach me to thank God for what he does.
在过去的四年里面，神一直在教导我如何向神感恩。
So a few years ago, I'm really upset that I wanted this one dream to come true and suddenly it's gone. All I could think about was that I could not see the good thing that God was doing already.
四年以前我梦寐以求的一个梦已经好像成真，可是神却把我这个梦从我的手中拿去。虽然我在服侍神，我求神要让我得到这个，可是神去做了另外一个，我在向神抱怨。
Every Tuesday, every Thursday, there was a small group of people, leaders in a churchthat would come to our house for 2 hours. So they would come to our house to study the Bible for 4 hours a week.
每个星期二、星期四的晚上，有一些弟兄姐妹们，有一些慕道友到我的家里来学习圣经。我们有4个小时的时间一起来学习圣经。
It should have been a dream as a pastor. You see, as a pastor, sometimes we get frustrated because people aren't interested in studying the Bible. And you know, American Christians sometimes, unless it's relevant to me, unless we're studying marriage, family, finance, or friendship, it's not relevant, and I don't want to study it. I only want to study these things.
你知道做牧师的时候，有时候是非常的挣扎，因为愿意读圣经、愿意查考的人不多。如果是有这样的人的话，我心里多少的感恩。我们知道，在美国的文化里面，甚至有时是基督徒，也很少愿意坐下来来查考圣经。也许他们关心的是来一同查考一下关于家庭、婚姻、友谊跟这个财务方面的专题，但是圣经的查考恐怕不在我们。
And here's this group of people. They want to know everything the Bible says about God. They want to know everything the Bible says about Jesus. They want to know everything. They're hungry for God's word. This is a dream for a pastor.
可是在那个一段时间，我跟这些朋友们在一起来查考圣经的时候，让我感受到他们是渴慕的心是如此的饥渴，他们想要知道在圣经里面所有讲到神的事情，在圣经里面讲到所有耶稣的事情，正是让我心里得感动。
And there was this lady Grace. Grace would bring all these people week after week. I began to learn some people would get on a bus, take a bus for 2 hours to do a 2-hour Bible study and take a bus home for 2 hours.
在这一群人当中，有一个叫恩典的姐妹，她的热心让我赞佩。她把所有的人都召集起来，有在这群人当中，有人乘坐2个小时的汽车来参加圣经的学习，又坐2个小时的汽车再回去，一共6个小时。
And among those that were hungry for the word were 4 people that were government officials.They were party officials, and they would come and want to study the Bible.
在这些人当中有4位，他们是有些是政府的官员，有些是党部的官员，他们在这里要来渴慕追求神的话语。
And they would tell me that if people found out that they would come to a foreigner's house and study the Bible.That they could maybe lose their job, they could have a lot of problems, but their hunger for God's word was so strong, they were willing to do that.
这是个官员或党员干部，如果被人知道他们来到一个外国人的家里来研考圣经的话，他们的结局就可能失去他们的工作或者失去他们的闲官位。但是这些人，他们对圣经是如此的渴望，他们继续暗暗的来查考圣经。
And Grace would bring non-Christians, and we started to see some non-Christians. They would come to study the Bible and then accept Jesus as their Savior.
这位叫 Grace 的姐妹常常把一些非基督徒那些渴慕神话语的人。带到这里一起来读圣经，我们看到这些人当中也渐渐的有人来信主归于神。
That is a great thing that God was doing. But do you think that I could see what God was doing?
这是一件神在我当中我们当中所做的一个奇妙的善功，你可以看见我当时有没有看见神的所作所为呢？
No, I was too busy being upset that I didn't have this. God did that, but I was more concerned about this. I was complaining and slowly.I could see that God was doing something really good and that I needed to change my attitude.
我的注意力当时是在集中在这个方面，为什么神不给我这样一个环境，这样一个条件，可是我却没有注意到神在那里做这样一个奇妙的善功。渐渐的神的话，圣灵让我渐渐的体会到，当我停止这样的埋怨的时候，我就可以看见 神在同样的地方做那奇妙的善工。
And grace taught me how thanksgiving and gratitude is a great motivation for God and His glory.
Grace 姐妹教了我这个功课，如何向神感恩，如何停止抱怨，是让我重新回到神面前来看见神在我当中所作所为。
So here was this woman with great energy for God, but the reason that she had great energy from God was one day she took a knife and stabbed her boyfriend.
在这里我们看见这位叫 Grace 的姐妹对福音对神的话多么的渴慕，她做了这样好的为神的工作，她的动力我们可以看见体会到，可是我有一天她用这个匕首刺了她的男朋友。
You see, she was in jail and she got really angry at her boyfriend for something, grabbed a big knife and stabbed him right here next to his heart.
因为她用这个匕首刺了她的男友的腹部的罪行，所以她进了监狱。
Then she ends up in prison, but there's a lady in prison with her who is a believer in Jesus Christ.
在监狱里面，她遇到一位信主的姐妹。
And this lady began to tell her about Jesus and the gospel and how she can be forgiven.
这位信主的姐妹就向她介绍了神如何在我们的生活当中、生命当中可以赦免他的罪，之后 ，Grace 姐妹就成为了一位基督徒。
And she sees this older woman that's been in prison for many years, but because of Jesus, she still has a lot of joy because God has forgiven her for what she did in the past.
Grace 看见这位年长的姐妹虽然在监狱里面很久了，可是因为神的原因。他的心常常是喜乐的，他的生命 ，Grace 的生命也被感动，也被影响了。
And as a result, her thankfulness, her gratitude that God would forgive her and change her from the angry young woman that she was when she was young to a loving, caring woman as she aged, motivated her to do many things for God.
因为 Grace 在监狱里面，她的罪得赦免，她的生命得改变。因着那位老姊妹的带领，她见到了神，她归于了神，她的动力就再次产生，她的生命被激励。当她出狱的时候，她就把这一切归荣耀于神，她就将所有的能力、才能都来做福音的工作。
And it reminds me of what Jesus said in the book of Revelation. You have lost your first love. Return to the love that you had at me at the beginning.
这使我想起在启示录里面讲到，当我们逝去，当你们已经逝去起初的爱心的时候，你们就离神远了。你们必须要回到神的面前。
And if you're like me, maybe the way to return to the first love is to stop complaining about what God is doing and to start being thankful for what God has done and the good things that He continues to do.
如果你们像我一样，可不可以就现在就停止在你生命中的埋怨，而是来向神做感恩？如果是这样的话，我们就一同可以看见神在我们生命当中的所作所为，我们就可以看见神那奇妙的救恩。
So I hope that you will remember two things. Do all things without complaining, number one. And number two, go and throw yourself at Jesus' feet and thank Him.What he does do.
提醒我们在座的两件事情记住，第一件是 所凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，不要埋怨。第二个是把我们所作所为全部带到神的面前，因为我们如果带着一个感恩的心的时候，向神感恩的时候，我们就可以看见神在我们身上所做的奇妙善功。
And for some of us, that's how we return to our first love.
对我们其中一些人，我们愿意来思想如何回到那起初的爱心。
May we all do so. Let me pray.
让我们一起用神的话来激励我们。
God, on this day of Thanksgiving, and a day when we see many people that give their lives to you and are baptized in obedience to your word, we praise you and thank you and ask you to open our eyes to see everything.
神啊，在这个感恩的时候，我们看见这么多的弟兄姐妹在这里献上感恩，还有慕道朋友在这里一同来见证，我们更是看见这几位弟兄姐妹，他们愿把自己的生命归向你，愿连于你，让我们一同来停止抱怨，来向神感恩，因为你的奇妙作为就在我们众人当中显现。
Amen.
Amen.
Right now we have six people that are